If I'm Josh Harris, I went to bed upset. I have woken up upset. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show. No Kevin today. Kevin will be back tomorrow. He timed his vacation very well. Players report tomorrow, but that is not the big story. If I'm Josh Harris, I am upset today. You can call me a little cuckoo, crazy, but I subscribed to the theory that we have talked about on this particular show many a times when I was the primary producer, and I know that Kevin has talked about it since I have left, that Josh Harris and the ownership group are very much aware of how this fan base feels about the current team name and how they feel about the old team name. Two team names ago. I do not like the name Commanders. I have never really liked the name Commanders. I have always been very honest about that. I have also made peace with the idea that Commanders is likely here to stay. If you are asking me to rank that on a scale of 100, I'm at about a 96% that the Commanders is here to stay. But I have subscribed to the theory that maybe, just maybe, with 4% of hope, that Josh Harris and his ownership group, over the course of the next couple of years, in correlation with bringing the team back to RFK, would revisit the topic at around the same time they would start playing in RFK, and hopefully at that point in life, all of us, the collective all of us as a society, have taken a deep breath a little bit, stopped taking certain things so seriously, lightened up a little bit, and you might be able to revisit that conversation. But also on top of that, how great of a rollout would it be coming back to RFK, and then potentially, if they decided to go that route, bringing the old team name back? At the very least, by the time they went back to RFK, I have been very much under the assumption that the jerseys that they are going to play in this year that we have all loved, the Super Bowl era jerseys, by the time they get back to RFK, those are going to be the primary away jerseys. The home jerseys would be the burgundy Super Bowl version of those jerseys. We are going to be done with the cranberry red that we have suffered through, making us look like the Arizona Cardinals. That will be in the rearview mirror. So at the very least, we will have the colors that all of us grew up watching, and that some of you, the lucky sub, most of you in certain instances, got to experience levels of greatness that I, as a man who's 30 years old, never got to experience. So in 2030, I was hoping we would at least get that. And then maybe, if you don't go back to Redskins, you at least put the feather back on the W, similar to that shirt that Dan Quinn wore, I guess it was this time, around this time last year, that got everybody all up in arms because he had the feather on it. I was hoping all of that would come to play in the year 2030, and then maybe, just maybe, the old team name would come back if that is still a passionate discussion inside the ownership group. But I was very aware that it would take time, that it would be a process, that Josh Harris was not going to come in here swinging a baseball bat, shattering every single table in the room, and making mass amounts of changes. This guy is a businessman, and he understands that in order to do good business, which at least in a very small sample size, I am of the belief that Josh Harris is really prioritizing doing good business. I never thought he was going to come in here swinging the table. We saw that when he didn't fire Ron Rivera immediately, let him ride out the season, and then decided to get him up on out of here. I never thought he was going to be swinging and breaking everything. What happened yesterday if you subscribe to the same theory that I do, that this was going to be a plan with an elongated rollout, but by the time the team gets back to RFK, they are going to be very reminiscent of the team that many of you grew up loving and watching, and that I had always had this weird hope that they would eventually be good again, despite the fact that I grew up in the mostly in the 2000s when our team has sucked. All of that might have just come crumbling down because the red-capped false prophet decided he needed to take a little bit of steam off him for a false promise that he had made all the way back in November. Something just had disappeared. He ran on it, said, hey, this is a thing, disappeared, people are mad at him, what is the low-hanging fruit? Bring back the Redskins. And then he did something about the Cleveland Indians. I don't care about the Cleveland Indians. You don't care about the Cleveland Indians. We will leave that on social media. If by some stretch of the imagination you are not on social media and you are confused as to what I am talking about, Donald Trump took to Truth Social Media, his own social media site that he created when he was kicked off of Twitter, and he said the Washington whatevers should immediately, in all caps, change their name back to the Washington Redskins football team. Pause. Before we go any further in the statement, combining the Redskins and football team was not a direction I thought this would ever go, but I just wanted to acknowledge that. Continuing in the statement, there's a big clamoring for this. Likewise, the Cleveland Indians, again, this is the Indian stuff that I don't really care about and you probably don't care about, but I'll read it anyway. One of the six original baseball teams with a storied past, our great Indian people in massive numbers want this to happen. Their heritage and prestige is systematically being taken away from them. Times are different now than they were 3 or 4 years ago, 5 years ago for the Commanders, Redskins, but whatever. Math is not a strong suit. We are a country of passion and common sense. Owners get it done. He posted that. It got posted to Twitter. It blew up on Twitter. And because he is a natural comedian at heart, if you get a laugh, there has to be a bigger laugh. If you, in this case, get response, there has to be a bigger response. So then, and this is where things started to get really murky with the whole connection to the team name and RFK, he said it in a second statement. My statement on the Washington Redskins, he took away football team for the second one. I guess someone told him that's not how that rolls here. My statement on the Washington Redskins is totally blown up, but only in a very positive way. I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. The team would be much more valuable and the deal would be more exciting for everyone. He then again put some stuff in there about the Cleveland Indians and some election stuff, but then he signed off with his second statement saying, make Indians great again. And then in parentheses, MEGA, which is obviously a play off of MAGA. The guy's lost his fastball a little bit towards the end of it. I mean, MEGA, there has to be something better there. But it was the middle of that second statement where he said, I might put a stop to any deal on the team coming back to Washington if they do not change the team name. So the most recent time prior to this statement that Donald Trump mentioned the team name or the Redskins, if you remember, he was getting off of a plane. I believe it was after he was visiting the Texas floods, and a random reporter asked him about that. I'm starting to realize that felt like a plant, and that felt like an inside job. But he is now threatening to take away any hope of a stadium coming back here to Washington if they do not do what he says. It's very important to point out he is not doing this, and I need some of you to listen to this. He is not doing this for us. If you are passionate about the Redskins returning, the name Redskins returning, if you are on the forums, if you sign all of those polls, not the polls, but the if you vote in the polls and if you sign any of these petitions that go viral every like 18 months, he is not doing this for you. You need to understand and you need to not play silly. He is doing this to get a little bit of smoke off of his back for some other things that are a little bit more important than football that he is currently under fire with. And the best way to get himself back into the good graces with some of the people that are angry at him is to go for the lowest hanging fruit, which in this case happens to be the Redskins team name. And then he is using and manipulating you to further make his life a little bit easier by getting said smoke off of his back. He does not actually care about the Redskins. He does not actually care about the stadium. He just wants to exert some level of power. That is why I feel the worst about this. Because it feels like, as someone that would be open to that team name coming back, again, do not like the Commander's name. I'd have never liked the Commander's name. I'm at peace with it never coming back because at a certain point you have to be at peace with it. I have never liked that name. I would be open to the old name coming back, but I don't want to be treated like a side chick in the process. I do not want to be treated like a political game piece in the process, which is clearly what is happening here. And what happens when a team name is used as a political game piece, that's why the name changed in the first place. You're never going to heal that situation by doing the same thing just on the opposite side, which is why I was so hell-bent on this theory of Josh Harris doing this in a slow process to get people ready to slowly soft launch. Hey, look, old team colors coming back. We see these jerseys, right? Next, we're getting RFK back, and then maybe we can look into the process of bringing the team name back. I was so on board with him taking it slow, doing it the correct way, and making sure he does it in a way so that when it eventually, if it eventually did come back, there would not be massive amounts of pushback, and we wouldn't be stuck in the situation that we are in now, which is 5 years after the fact, being this game piece and feeling like Michael Scott in the Dinner Party episode, snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. Eventually, I do just want a team name that is going to stay for forever. I don't want to consistently have to be buying new gear. I don't like buying new gear. The gear is expensive. I do not like that. I haven't bought a whole lot of Commanders gear, although I will say those new jerseys, that Jaden, I don't like spending $120-some-odd on a jersey, but those new jerseys, they look pretty fly. A Jaden Daniels in that legit burgundy and gold, that looks pretty fly. I just feel like we are being manipulated by someone that doesn't care about us. He's just using our emotions to play his own game. I don't want to be a part of his own game. I want to be a part of our game. And if he starts to play a little freaky with bringing the stadium back to D.C., it's going to end up being a problem. Why should he have a say in that? I understand he's the president of the United States, but buddy, you got a lot more places to govern than just a stadium in D.C. because of a team name that, again, you don't actually care about. Is playing nasty. I don't like it when he's playing nasty. I don't want to be on the receiving end of him playing nasty. And some of y'all, you like it because you want the team name back. If you want the team name back, I'm not going to bash you. I don't like it when people bash you. I understand the significance of the team name. I will not ever bash anybody for wanting that team name back. That is your prerogative. If you grew up and have a special, some sort of tie to that team name that is built on emotion, like I grew up with my dad watching Redskins games. I enjoyed watching Redskins games. When I watch, NFL Network was very big in the day household when it launched. We watched America's Game and got to see the Redskins win championships, watching Timmy Smith against Denver and being familiar with Timmy Smith. Like what 12-year-old in 2007 was familiar with Timmy Smith? I was. Because I was watching all of these things. So I have a specific love for that team name. And I would love to see it back the same way that I know some of you do. I just don't feel like this is being done in good faith. People in the chat saying I don't like Trump. Yeah, duh, I don't like Trump. I'm like a 30-year-old millennial. Not a lot of us do. Come on. I want the team to change. I just don't like that we are being the side chick in this. We'll open up some phones. You got some thoughts on this? You might as well get it off your chest. Eric Flack is going to join us at 10:35 to kind of give us the process of what it would actually look like if Donald Trump does want to play hardball and take any hope of the stadium coming back to D.C. Away over this. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. How do you feel about what the president of the United States tweeted? Are you similar to me? Do you feel like you are being used as a chess piece in something that is not actually about you? 301-230-0980. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 with Dende sitting in for Kevin. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. Kevin will be back tomorrow. I'm sure he will tackle this very same topic. Unless between now and 10:20 a.m. tomorrow, Terry McLaurin signs his contract extension. How great would that be if he does that today? I am praying for it. My toes are crossed. My fingers are crossed. I want Terry to be in the building tomorrow when veterans report. But we are talking about the team name. The president of the United States took to his own social media to disparage Washington for having the name Commanders, and then went so far as to say he would block any hope of the team coming back to the RFK site if they do not change their name back to the Washington Redskins. Eric Flack, WUSA 9, is going to join us in 15 minutes to discuss how that would actually, how that could actually happen, if that could actually happen. Right now, it is your turn. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We will start with Tom in Columbia. Tom, you are on the Team 980. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. I think that you're offering a checker's perspective on a man who wakes up before all of us and plays chess. Of course, he throws that out there with the name change and knowing that's going to cause an avalanche of pressure on the Harris ownership group and generally support the millions and millions of Redskin fans who not only call them the Redskins, but never accepted the fact that Dan Snyder, who everybody hated, wouldn't follow Dan Snyder anywhere, but as soon as he changes the name, the first people to jump on board is the media. And of course, you have your few sheep here and there that jump in line, but the bottom line is the name was Redskins. The name never changed to us, the fans, who number tens of millions. And I think to underestimate the fact that you think, and I guess, and that's why I say that, you know, you throw out a checker statement to a man who plays chess. If you think that this is deflecting from Epstein or the Ukraine or Israel or Middle East or Iran or NATO or World Health Organization.
You got a full list.
I think you're way, you're way off base because this, you're talking about a guy who just walks out, puts it out there, knowing that it's going to cause an avalanche in this small market. I was recently came back from Phoenix and I listened to you guys on the Odyssey app, and interestingly enough, I'm drawn to the conversation, but the rest of the country doesn't care. This isn't like a national issue that's going to cause a deflection. And that's why I say that, you know, your perspective you're offering just sounds like some coffee talk on Twin Brook Parkway with a bunch of Montgomery County people. Yeah, of course they're going to say Donald Trump's using it to deflect. But the bottom line is that all he's doing is throwing out, knowing that the vast majority of people calls them the Redskins and knows them as the Redskins, and why not throw a little heat on Josh Harris? It's every question from here on out at Redskins training camp. This is going to overwhelm Terry McLaurin. It's going to overwhelm who's starting at running back, wide receiver. It's going to be the name from day one, and the fans are going to bring the heat.
Well, Tom, I got good news for you. I appreciate your call. I got great news for you. Josh Harris and Adam Peters are talking tomorrow. So they will either shut this thing down immediately, or like you said, it will be a reoccurring issue. But you came up with a whole lot of list of things there that you seem to think he could be deflected. I said one thing. So I don't know that he's playing chess the way that you think he is. I think he might be playing a little bit of checkers, just trying to keep it as simple as he can. Let's go to Teddy in Silver Spring. Teddy, you're on the Team 980.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And my take on it is I'm an African-American male. I grew up with the Redskins. My father was a diehard Redskins fan, so it's kind of in the DNA. And I would root for the team in Washington, whatever the name was, because it's the team in Washington. I absolutely think they should not change the name back. It's insensitive to people who are offended by it. Who are we to say that you should change the name back if somebody is offended by it? If the name of the team was the Washington Darkies, I would be offended by it. After a while, the meaning of words change. You can look at Sanford and Son from the 70s, and they're throwing the N-word around on network TV. Should they bring that back?
I'm with you there. I don't think you
it's
should
ridiculous.
Be bringing it. Yeah, I agree with you,
I
Teddy.
I don't understand. If a group of people are offended by it, It's like he's trying to whitewash history and erase history and erase people from thinking about history. Even calling them Indians is offensive. And I'm not African. I'm not a Native American. It's ridiculous. Let the name go. Either I don't care if the team is the Wizards or the Bullets. I don't want the Bullets back. If it represents something negative that people want to get away from. Native Americans are offended by the name. Let it go. It's a name. You still vote for the team that you root for. And that's my take on it.
Daddy, that's a strong take. I appreciate it. Again, I have made peace with the name not coming back. If it comes back, I'm totally open to it. I want the feather on the Washington logo. I just, generally speaking, thought that was a dope logo. So when Dan Quinn popped that up on a shirt, I thought it was fantastic. I want that to come back, and then you can change the name to Washington Football Team. If it stays at Commanders, whatever. I still don't like that name. I don't know that I will ever fully like that name. But yeah, so I understand what you're getting at, Teddy. Let's go to Ricardo in Northeast. Ricardo, what's going on?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. I'm right behind that last caller. That first caller is clearly MAGA. I don't think Trump even knows how to play chess, first of all. But this previous caller is right. And I'm an African-American. I'm 67 will be 67 next month. I go back to when the stadium was DC Stadium, going to games as a little kid. Redskin fan all my life. But there are polls that still state that Native Americans are offended by the name. That should be the issue. Not no MAGA what you think about Trump playing chess and all that. And, you know, Denton, and you should probably know this, Doc Walker, Brian Mitchell, why do you think all the black ex-Redskin players, and I'm using that because that's what the name was when they played, are against the name Redskins? You know why? Because black people and Indians share that same history of racism, genocide, whatever, in this country, and that's point blank. And I'm woke, so all y'all maggots mad that woke, you know, hey, yeah, I'm gonna stay woke. I'm never gonna go to sleep on y'all. And if that's the case that Trump insists on the name going back, build it back in Maryland. It's as simple as that. So I don't want no parts of it. But the next thing you know, Denton, Trump's going to want the name of the stadium after him, named after him. We're not having that in a D.C., a city that overwhelmingly voted against Donald Trump. Denton, thank you so much for letting me speak, man. Have a great day.
Ricardo, I appreciate it. I know he tried to name Dulles after him, too, and I don't think that went over exceptionally well. Let's go to Gene in West Virginia. Gene, you are on the Team 980. What's going on?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I agree with what Trump's doing, and has nothing to do with what you said is trying to be a distraction. This has to do with what the man campaigned on. This has to do with fighting back against the wokeness and the DEI that has been shoved down our throats to pacify the minority. Look, everybody's offended by something. What are you going to flip the whole world upside down because a few small groups, a few small people are offended by something? And besides that, the Redskin name, the context of the name was never, never taken in a negative or racist way. It was about football. It was about a team. And the same thing for the Indians. This is the same type of crowd that wanted to destroy our history, bad or good, taking down all these monuments, taking down all these statues. History is history. You make mistakes. Bad things happen. But you learn from history, and you teach history, and you teach the truth.
Gene, I appreciate it. Some of those lines ended up getting crossed a little bit there, but we're just sticking to the name. I'm gonna stick to the name, but some of the thought process there did not necessarily add up, I think, as much as you think it did, but we're sticking to the name here. It's Denton Day in for Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980. Kevin will be in tomorrow. We got a line open for you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We're taking phone calls on the team name. Donald Trump said he would block the potential of the team coming back to RFK if they do not change the team name back. Let's go to Ronnie. He's in Abingdon. Ronnie, what's going on?
Hey, good night. Nice hearing D-Day. I'll be 50 next year, so I remember the good old days. And I'll never say the C word, and whenever I buy anything, I make sure I keep the C off. I mean, it isn't insensitive, but I know things have changed a lot. I agree with Kevin. If you look up the dictionary, they change the dictionary. If you say, hey, you see a Redskin in a bar, you're not going to think of an Indian. You're going to think of a Redskin player. But I never thought Dan would ever sell the team. I never thought the name would change. But really, all I really want is the emblem back and our colors back. I mean, I don't know why they screwed this up. Dan screwed up. Well, he screwed everything up. Why couldn't we go with the Warriors? Why is it the Chiefs don't get as much play? Why is it the Seminoles don't get any? Thing. You go to Chiefs games, they do the tomahawk chop and stuff like that. It just rubs me the wrong way because we didn't take the Redskins and make it as fans. We didn't try. We looked at it as a badge of honor. But I do understand the negative of the name of it. If we can just get the symbol back and the colors back, I'd be happier. Why couldn't we just go with the Warriors? Why the Commanders? I think Dan did that just to give us the middle finger right out the door. But this is going to be a topic. Let's get Terry signed and let's get football going. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, I got a Terry signs. Also, my fat ass walks into a bar here as Redskin and thinks you're talking about potatoes. But I get where you're coming from there. I also don't have anything that actually says Commanders on it. I have the W logo on a hat and a short sleeve hoodie, although Fanatics kind of boned me on that short sleeve hoodie because the W is like wickedly crooked. I should probably get my money back for that, and I just haven't done that. Let's go to Ross in Tampa. Ross, what's going on?
Hey, Odide, what's up, man?
What's up?
I don't understand what's going on with everybody being all political about this. Listen, first of all, I didn't mean to ask a question to Kevin for the longest time, but I never was able to. Let me ask you a question. How was the name a problem, but the logo was never a problem, apparently?
This goes back to something that Kevin has spoken about many a time. So for those that are regular listeners to the show, you are very aware that Kevin once had a conversation with Bruce Allen where he told Bruce Allen, you need to get to the dictionary and get it as a dictionary definition that Redskin is a non-pejorative noun describing the football team. But there was an arrogance about that group. This was back, almost probably 15 years ago now at this point. This was back then. There was an arrogance about the group. They'd kind of been, deflecting these things every 3 or 4 years, and they decided not to do that. And this is kind of what you came from. So that's why, because it got put in the dictionary. Once it's in the dictionary, it's not saying that Redskins is a football team and it's non-pejorative, you kind of just open up the floodgates.
Okay, I got you on that. Yeah, this whole situation with the stadium, it's kind of like Kevin's like that best friend in the middle, and then the council is like the friend that's mad at the mayor, and Kevin's just kind of going back and forth telling, oh, well, the mayor said that, because I told Kevin, I was like, listen, we're going to get a new brand spanking new stadium regardless. I live in Florida, soon Indiana, wherever. Y'all going to get that stadium? But then I'm like, you know what? Nah, it's got to be in D.C. So here's where I'm going to find a middle ground. That's why I asked you that question, Denton. I say we go back to the Washington Redskins look. If the logo's not a problem, then Josh Harris is smart and well put together enough to convince the people that. Get that logo back on the helmet. Y'all can keep the name. We can be Washington football team. If y'all want to keep the commander, then I guess. But I'd rather be watching a football team with that look that we all grew up looking at, and then we playing in D.C. You know what I'm saying? That's what I got. And I don't really think it needs to be political. It don't matter what the team name is, then real-world problems don't remain real-world problems.
That is a fact. Yeah, give me the burgundy and gold. And then, again, I thought that there was going to be, like, this nice rollout where eventually, by the time they get back to RFK, it would be a thing, and then Josh Harris rolls it out perfectly, and then it just did not. It didn't end up happening, and then we kind of got the situation that we are dealing with today. We'll take a few more. We got Eric Flack coming up at WUSA 9 in a couple of moments here, but we'll take a few more calls here. Lee is in Northeast. Lee, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's that? You got to turn that radio down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a Commanders diehard. I love the Commanders name. I actually love the Redskins name. I actually like the Washington football team name. But the problem that I have is, like, they put the political spin on it about Donald Trump and all that. Listen, my grandmother's mother, Selena, was a Native American. My family never found the name offensive. And for the people that just talking, like, I watch Westerns every day. When I left out this morning, I was watching Wyatt Earp, The Legend of Wyatt Earp. They slaughter Indians on TV every day. Nobody says anything about that. It's a name. It's a sports moniker. The Chiefs still use the tomahawk. You got the hockey team that still has the Indian logo. And who do they say do it the name offend? Who does it offend? Whoever that says it offends them, They don't watch Westerns. They don't watch John Wayne. They don't watch Clint Eastwood. I watch it every day, and none of it offends me. It's a movie.
Lee, I think I'm picking up what you're putting down, but this is a little bit more serious than a movie. I do like a good Western, though. I just don't watch them a ton. Ian, what's up, man?
To all the fans who are so up in arms and want to debate if it's offensive, not offensive, if it's racist, not racist, and going down the political spectrum, that's not what I'm interested in. My point is, it's so performative. This team, for the first time in 30-plus years, has a chance to be good for this year, the next 10 years. And instead of focusing on football, we are talking about logos, colors, brand name, stadium location, etc. It's so silly. All these fans who tell you how important the name and the logo and the helmet and the icon and the feather and the songs, they were nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found during the Snyder years. Why? Because the team was bad. There was no hope to be good. There was nothing. Now, the team is crushing it. Jaden Daniels was the number one jersey sold last year with the name Commanders, with that awkward pseudo burgundy and gold. Why? Because he gives you a chance to win and a belief. They're not buying it because it's the Commanders name, etc. It's about winning. And all these fans who are like, I'm not coming back unless the team name is changing. So you're just sitting at home not watching while the team has their best horizon. You're so silly. You're so performative. It's the same people who tell you they're going to boycott Target or this brand or that brand. At some point, are you going to live your life or you're going to just be up in arms and boycott every brand that you think is being too sensitive? It's so silly because all these people who tell you they're boycotting it, they're watching. Do you know why I know that? The ratings went up. They were the sixth highest rated team nationally. People are excited. They're going to be on national television. All these facts that say the team is back, and instead we have a sliver of the population or a medium-sized population telling you it's all about the name. Okay, the name changes. Then what? You were watching anyway. You were buying merchandise anyway. It's all performative theater by just the most silly and obtuse of fans. It's difficult to even comprehend.
And I agree with you in some of the performative aspects of this. I do think you can very easily weed out the bad faith actors, those that say they're never coming back, but they still tweet about the team regularly. They're still coming up in some of our mentions, which, by the way, you can tweet at me at the Denton Day. They're still coming up in our mentions when this sort of topic comes up. I don't believe that the people have like fully left. I just don't. If you're on hold, stay there. We are getting to Eric Flack. He has a mayor press conference at 11. Maybe this gets addressed in that press conference. We will ask him about that. Plus, can there actually be a scenario? How would that scenario look if Donald Trump does want to block Washington from coming back to RFK? He gives us the answers on those questions next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. You can find me on Twitter at the Denton Day. Coming up in about 30 minutes, I'll tell you where Frankie Louvu wound up on the NFL's top 100 list. I know that's the information everybody is here for. But now we go to the phones. We welcome on friend of the program, Eric Flack, WUSA 9, who's good enough to join us on what I'm sure has already been a crazy day, Eric, and I don't think it'll slow down anytime in the next couple of hours. What was your initial response when you saw the first of the two social media posts that Donald Trump put out about the team name yesterday?
On a tarmac a couple of weeks ago when he was asked about the stadium by a reporter, he said, you know, DC council needs to get it done. And then the same reporter kind of lobbed a question about what about the name? And he's like, well, they should change the name, of course. And so I'd heard that part. So the initial post on Truth Social kind of just addressed that they need to change the name and the Indians need to change the name, the Guardians need to change the name back to the Indians. It was the second post when he started making threats about holding up the RFK deal that I think people started going, oh, like here we go. you know, I think this president has proven unpredictability is kind of his calling card. And so I think to say I was totally surprised would be a bit of an overstatement. But obviously, you know, my initial question became, well, can he do it? Can he hold up or block the RFK deal? And through talking through some of my sources, the answer is yes, he can do what he's threatening to do. So now the question really becomes, where do we go from here?
So that was going to be my next question for you, is can he do it? And then the follow-up being, what is the process like for him to do it? Is it an easy process, or is it something that he would have to, or people around him would have to, jump through many hoops to make sure is blocked?
So the simplest route would be for him to sign an executive action canceling the lease. The lease that was under debate and scrutiny for so long, that was voted on in the early morning hours by Congress, giving D.C. the right to build the stadium, build the new stadium on the RFK land. He can cancel that lease for a number of different excuses or reasons. He can say that D.C. is violating the lease agreement by not honoring the terms to act to redevelop it, basically saying D.C. Council isn't taking action, so they're not redeveloping it, and redeveloping it in some form or fashion is a term of the lease, so they are violating it, so I'm going to cancel it. That would probably end up in court. The city could, challenge that in court. Courts have been, siding with the president for the most part. But even if the city did, in fact, challenge it in court, you're talking about huge delays and the process getting caught up in court, which would be, kind of a disaster, because the team has made it clear that they're under a timeline to get the new stadium built, because they want to open it by 2030. So getting this caught up into a legal process would be, a nightmare scenario for the city and for the team. But there are other ways he can do it, too, kind of more procedural, under the radar ways. There's something called the National Capital Planning Commission. That's a group that casts critical votes on construction projects, including RFK. Like, all big construction projects have to go through the National Capital Planning Commission. And President Trump just appointed three board members to that National Capital Planning Commission. So people who run have critical votes on that National Capital Planning Commission have those votes, as a result of President Trump putting them there. So clearly he would have sway over how they felt. And if he wanted votes to block an RFK deal, he would have them on that National Capital Planning Commission. Very similarly, the Commission of Fine Arts, that reviews design aesthetics for all DC construction to make sure it's in line with the aesthetic look of DC. Once again, President Trump has appointed board members to the Commission of Fine Arts. Another way he could pull levers behind the scenes to have votes block the progress and development and ultimate approval of the RFK design once it gets to that point. So, obviously there are legitimate ways he can do this if he chooses to. So now the kind of the ball, pun intended, is in DC Council's court, whether or not this speeds up action to act before President Trump can block this. We're here actually, as I speak to you, at a press event that Mayor Bowser is going to be at, to see what she has to say about everything.
So I was going to ask about that, because you texted me a couple minutes ago saying that you had this presser coming up here at 11. Was this something that was already in the works prior to the other day, or did this come out because of that?
Yeah, we're at a big behind the scenes unveiling for the National Geographic Museum, which is down in downtown DC, which is going to be a big deal to downtown. So that was already planned. But a lot of times it's at these types of events, when news breaks, that we get availability to ask the mayor about other things going on. And this is one of those opportunities.
Eric Flack with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show, with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin. WUSA 9 has been all over the stadium stuff over the course of years now, which is crazy to say, Eric, but you've done a great job covering it. So, You mentioned some of the stuff he could do to block the stadium coming back to RFK. Is there also a potential he could make life difficult if they wanted to rebuild a new one in Maryland for the same reasons?
No, no, because, I mean, you're talking about the lease cancellation. The National Capital Planning Commission is D.C.-based. Commission on Fine Arts is D.C.-based. No, it would open the way, Maryland would be fine. And again, I mean, you know, we just have to see how, whether or not this is one of those things that President Trump says and then moves on to something else, or how committed he is to this. You know, if you look at what he actually said, he said, I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins, they won't make a deal for them to build a stadium. Well, the deal is already made. They're not going to change the name back to Redskins. That's just not going to happen. So, the reality of how far he's going to push this, I think, is one of the parts that remains to be seen. But obviously, D.C. Council is now playing with fire even more than they were to this point, by kind of dragging their feet and dragging out this process.
Has Mayor Bowser addressed the name since Dan Snyder sold it? I know she was very adamant years ago, but that always kind of felt like it was more directed at Dan himself than the name. Has she addressed the name conversation since the Josh Harris group took over?
I don't expect to hear anything other than, you know, the name isn't going back. Now, yeah. I mean, I do think there's a question I want to ask her, which is, you know, because I don't think you can rule anything out. If the name were to be changed back, would you still support a stadium here in the district? I expect that she will not even answer that, because she will say it's such a non-starter. But, you know, she had said for many years that she doesn't support the team's return to D.C. with the old name. But she ultimately, once it became clear that that name was going to change, she had a lot of runway to then get behind the stadium agreement. And so you're right. I mean, I think that, you know, once the name was changed, and then certainly once Josh Harris took over the team, the name just hasn't been an issue, anything that she had to address in any serious form or fashion until now.
So, Eric, I'll get you out of here on this before you go to this press conference. Can he force, he being the president, can he force the NFL to make the change, or is that not feasible?
No. The NFL is a private entity. Now, you know, one of the conversations I had with somebody on the mayor's team here before I got on the phone with you, and I think it's a fair point, is that Donald Trump, you know, really likes his connections to the NFL. He's friends with Goodell. He had that big press conference talking about the NFL draft being on the National Mall. And the NFL and Goodell, they all want the stadium in D.C. So, like, to the extent that he is taking this stand, he's taking it and riling up the NFL, because it's a problem for them, too. They want the NFL, Goodell, they all want the stadium on the RFK land. They don't want to be building the Commanders to be building a stadium in Prince George's County in a couple of years when they hold an NFL draft on the mall. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So, like, he's not going to have the support of the NFL. Now, he also just, you know, Trump just sued the Wall Street Journal over an Epstein article, and Journal is owned by his good friend Rupert Murdoch. So, I mean, you know, there is, you know, not a whole lot of, like, rhyme or reason to, you know, whether or not the things he does, and he's not always beholden to, you know, whether or not he has connections or relationships. But, you know, this would fly in the face of what the NFL wants. Donald Trump is very much into his positive, you know, relationship with the NFL.
This is going to be fascinating. Like you mentioned, he could give up on this. He could have already given up on this today. He might actually take this and run with it. It'll be interesting to watch. Eric, appreciate the time. You know, go enjoy that press conference, and I'm sure we'll be having some audio of that based off of some of the things Miro Bowser says. Thank you for the time.
You got it, Tim.
That is Eric Flack. He was good enough to join us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. He's the chief investigative reporter at WUSA 9. He's been all over the stadium stuff, really, the stadium reporting, since it has come to fruition that the team is going to be heading back to Washington, D.C. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. We're going to talk some Nationals with Bobby Blanco coming up in about 10 minutes, but we do have a little bit more time. We're going to squeeze in a few of your phone calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll try and get in as many as we can before Bobby, so I might go through a little rapid fire. Don't anyone get all in your feelings if I cut you off. We're just trying to get everybody in here. Let's go to John in Oklahoma. John, what's going on?
Hey, first of all, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Of course.
Hey, listen, I've been out here 55 years. I'm part Native American, and the Native Americans, every day I talk to them, man. I mean, it's just every day. I mean, we got Rush Springs Redskins still 12 miles south of where we live. We got Indian City, USA, 18 miles west of where we live. The Native Americans out here, they tell me every day we talk about this, just almost every day we go somewhere and we're talking. They don't need white corporate America to take care of them, first of all, they say. They don't need anyone to take care of them. They're like, we know they're just trying to get wrote out of history books is what they're telling us out here. And if he's smart, Josh Harris is smart, this is his chance to change them back, not listen to white corporate America. And another thing they're not telling anyone, they're selling no merchandise. They're selling Jane Daniels shirts. But they're third to last in merchandising, third to last.
Yeah.
This is a team that was number one 20-something years ago. And people that think people aren't still fighting for it, been fighting for it the whole time, just suppose they've been losing and stuff, that's wrong. I guarantee you. They've been people fighting for it the whole time they've been trying to take it. And we have 34 American Native tribes in Oklahoma, and not one Native American tribe took a vote, the tribe, and voted it down. There was a few in each tribe that didn't vote for it 100%, not one tribe 100%. But they're like 8 out of 10 Native Americans, and every one of these tribes voted to keep the name amongst themselves. They know they can't satisfy the other 20%, but we're not going to satisfy 80%, they said, to please 20%. That's not how they vote out here. That's not how things are done.
John, I appreciate it. This is some real good information. I appreciate it. I have never seen the polls. I am self-aware enough to know that this decision was not made off of polling Native Americans. It just wasn't. There were people, Nike, that put a lot of pressure. Frederick Smith, because Dan Snyder did not pay him. It's important to really circle that particular aspect of this. This all happened because Dan Snyder did not pay his minority owners. He was costing them millions and millions of dollars, and they retaliated against him. That is just a cause to be a good person. We'll get one more in here. We'll continue to take some of your calls after Bobby Blanco. I think the conversation has been at least somewhat respectful today, so I'm proud of everybody on the phones. Let's get to Victor in D.C. Victor, what's going on?
Oh, hi, how are you? I'm just for bringing the name back. Family season ticket holders for almost 60 years. I'm black, part Native American, also gay, so I have that other's perspective. The real issue, just like your former caller, it's really not about Native Americans. I've spoken with Native Americans in Navajo country and Arizona. The vast majority of Native Americans are for the name. Historically, it was not an offensive name. Just go back to a dictionary that was no more than 20 years ago. It's an old term that just meant Native Americans. It's really about white corporate America and white liberals. I used to be a liberal, so I know it's the fear of white people with this name. And that's why, you know, I believe in it. At the very least, I'm also a realist, is getting the name retired with honor and dignity, like Redskins Hall of Fame. It is the Redskins Hall of Fame. So, you know, as a lifelong district resident, I just want the name to have honor and dignity like it used to. And I think that if we all work together and kind of re-educate people about the history of the name, that we can get there.
Victor, I appreciate it. Working together is something that we seem to struggle to do, at least in 2025. We will continue to take some of your calls after Bobby Blanco, but coming up next, we're talking a little bit of Nationals. What are they going to do with the trade deadline coming up here? Could a couple key players be on the move? Bobby Blanco joins us next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.